We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A year ago at this time, few Wolverines fans knew the name Yusuf Kaya. He did not commit to the program until late June. He did not physically join the ball club until the middle of the team's trip to Europe in mid-August. Less than 3 months later, Kayat was making his college basketball debut. Now, there's plenty to take in with all of that away from the actual basketball, right? I mean, he had to be willing and able to change almost everything about his life beyond basketball to become a college basketball player, to be a Michigan Wolverine. And as you'll hear in a little bit, Yo-Yo, as he's known around the program, has the mindset and the approach to make that work with so little familiar around him. But consider the basketball standpoint. His first year, his first 12 months with the program is still weeks away from its conclusion. Now, of course, that is the case for most incoming freshmen, but especially with Kayat, consider this. Those who committed to Michigan outside of Kayat in the freshman class of 2022, they were just about to arrive for their freshman summer classes and some of their early work with the basketball program right around the time that Yo-Yo committed to Michigan. So what does that mean for Kayat heading into his sophomore season? Well, it's not really totally known, but we hear the concept of a second-year player getting a quote-unquote full year in the program thrown around a ton, and deservedly so. There's no real way to tangibly measure that value of going from an abridged offseason to one that has everything that you could possibly imagine for a college basketball player, that early offseason work that's ongoing right now for the program. But when you consider somebody like Kayat, who was so late in committing and arriving and doing it from so far away geographically, wouldn't a more normal year be potentially a huge opportunity? And why I'm excited about that for Kayat in particular is a combination of just that reality in and of itself, coupled with how he approaches the game on and off the floor. He has a maturity, a team-first attitude, an unwavering work ethic, and yeah, he's got some talent. He has the ability to be pretty good, but that talent was raw last year, and it's becoming more and more applicable, measurable, as time goes on. Take, for example, the largely infuriating finish to last season. I promise we won't do a whole lot of covering Michigan at Vanderbilt on this podcast, but hey, the Wolverines, in the midst of an injury-laden stretch, turned to Yo-Yo as a starter. Of course, context is vital when it comes to talking about, oh, Kayat started last year. It was one game, and it was when Michigan was very banged up. But that is quite a journey, considering where he came from, not just geographically, but within the roster from the start of the season to that moment. So what can he do with that full year? Can he take a similar big jump? Whatever that looks like, it does feel like it will be for Kiat the very most that he can get out of himself, because that's how he's wired, no matter where in the world he may be. Let's talk to the young man from Lebanon, Yusuf Kiat, here on this offseason men's basketball edition of Defend the Block.
We're talking Michigan basketball. Welcome to Defend the Block, where we'll take you inside the basketball programs with interviews, analysis, and so much more. Now, here's your host, Brian Bush.
Before we get into the conversation, I do want to provide a little bit of context. This was recorded with Yo-Yo on April 18th. It was just before he headed out after his spring semester responsibilities to go see some family. So some of the things he talks about in a futuristic sense, they're largely in the past now, just as an FYI. And that was twofold in terms of reasoning. Number one, he was leaving for a little while, wanted to catch up with him before that. And also, I've been on vacation, still on it here as this podcast episode comes out. So there may have been some things that broke. I don't know. You tell me. You're in the future right now. But anything that did happen that concerns Michigan men's or women's basketball, I'll react to it coming up in our next edition week from this release. So just some FYI on that. Because certainly from the interview with Yo-Yo's standpoint, there are some things he's talking about that he just finished his classes and he's about to head out. That was a few weeks back. The other thing I want to make sure to tell you about, season ticket renewals are underway for Michigan men's basketball. We did learn a couple of weeks back the home road breakdown, and I'll tell you, you can't get a much juicier home schedule than what Michigan got. There are some incredible home matchups in Big Ten play. Of course, every year the Spartans come to town, but also Ohio State will be back at Chrysler Center. Michigan will see the reigning Big Ten regular season and tournament champions Purdue, which obviously had a heck of a difficult finish to the season. Also, Indiana, Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, Rutgers, all perennially challenging teams, and home games or road games, wherever you play those teams, it's tough. Also, Nebraska and Minnesota. The only three Big Ten teams that will not come to town this year are Maryland, Northwestern, and Penn State. So excited about a jam-packed, a loaded Big Ten home schedule. MGoBlue.com/tickets or contact your ticket rep. Get your season tickets renewed ASAP. Can't wait to see you at Chrysler Center for another exciting season of Michigan men's basketball. We've talked to some guys who are obviously working right now to make those games as exciting as they can be for the Wolverines fans. Last month, we had Will Cheddar, Terrace Reed Jr. Yo-Yo's coming up here in a moment as well. So again, get your season tickets renewed now, mgoblue.com/tickets for more information, or, of course, just contact your rep, and they will be happy to assist. All right, without further ado, let's get to our conversation with now sophomore Wolverine, Yusuf Kiat. Yusuf Kiat is our guest here on Defend the Block. It's hard to believe now that you've been in the United States for almost a year now. What's it been like, probably completely changing some aspects of your life? How have you enjoyed it?
It's definitely been a little bit challenging, for sure. When you think about it, it's already been a year, like a whole season. It's crazy to think about, but it's kind of new for me. I learned a lot this year. Basketball wise, outside of basketball, just learning new things and being able to get stuff and be like a sponge every day, learn from coaches and it's certainly been a little bit challenging, but it's also been nice.
Yeah. Let's talk about the non-basketball stuff first. Can you give me one or two things about the United States that maybe you were pleasantly surprised about that you like more than back home?
Like more, I would say people are obsessed with sports here. Yeah, like any sport I see, football, basketball, hockey, lacrosse, water polo. So you can say like America is the place where dreams are come true. You can certainly see in Michigan too. Like I watched a volleyball game. You know, we're competitive in that. You go watch lacrosse; they're like top five in the country. Baseball. So just seeing that and being in a place where it's great, something that I truly appreciate that. Back in Lebanon, we have like basketball teams. You have soccer teams, but you don't see like universities that have all that have all teams combined that are great in everything. So that's certainly been surprising for me.
So have you gone to some games here at Michigan, and what's maybe a sport you didn't know much about that you really found yourself enjoying watching?
I would say football. I never watched football games growing up, so I've only watched like the Super Bowl once. So just seeing the atmosphere, being in the big house is certainly something that I found very nice. And, the fans are crazy too. And just seeing the atmosphere is something that I respect, and I respect the people here.
All right. How about on the flip side, some things that Lebanon has, that home has, that you didn't really find here? You're wondering, man, why hasn't the U.S. brought this here?
I think I miss the food back home for sure, but I think I found new places, new things that I liked, just transitioning, and I think it's part of growing up too. You're not going to always have the food you're going to like or, everything, so just need to transition and find new things, and I definitely found new things definitely in Ann Arbor.
I know we're recording this just before you head back home for a little while. How tough is it to be away from family, from friends, as long as you are, and how do they still show their support and their love for you despite being so many thousands of miles away?
Definitely, it's hard, but I've kind of grown used to it. When you're out of the country for 5 years, you kind of become numb in some sense to missing your family and your friends. But I think it's part of the job. It's part of something that a challenge for me. So, people have it harder elsewhere. People are, you see people, being in places way, way, way worse than I am. So, I'm blessed to be here. If it means, missing my friends or family, that's okay. It's part of life. So I'm kind of used to it, and showing their support, I think, through messages and WhatsApp, WhatsApp messages. It's definitely hard, keeping up with all the news back home. But it's always nice to get some messages from fans or family or friends.
How much has this family, the Michigan basketball family, helped as a support system, especially in your first year? Do they feel like kind of an opportunity for a secondary family, another family here in the United States?
For sure. When you leave your country, you leave your family, you need like a support system. And I think I found it here. The fans are nice. The coaches are nice. The players are very welcoming. We're kind of like a family. Always have like family slogans around, but it's not just a word. It's an action too. It's always family.
Let's talk about you as a player, how you've adjusted, how you've adapted, and what are some areas that when you got here versus now you've really improved on?
I think I've improved tremendously in all aspects. We talk when I see myself like a year ago from where I am right now, I've made a lot of tremendous strides, basketball wise, mentally wise, being more more strong, more confident, and just being able to do more on the court. When I came first game, I think I was a little bit weak, just strength wise. I think I had a lot of pounds to gain and a lot of strength. I think just being more strong, working with Sandman helped a lot. Because I missed the summer, unfortunately, so I was up to. I wasn't strong enough, I think, coming into the season. But as the season went through, I became more strong and put on way more pounds.
And you earned some playing time in games where the score was still in doubt, right? Think back to the Minnesota game on the road, the Northwestern game. You started at Vanderbilt in the NIT. It's one thing to put in the work, obviously, in practice, after hours, on your own. But those experiences, playing in those games when they were still in doubt, how did that help you and kind of set a foundation getting ready for next season?
It's definitely hard when you're not playing. I think it's hard for every player that's not playing. So, you know, just being able to watch the guys learn, even when I'm not playing, you know, it's easy to be, like, down and sad that you're not playing. But, you know, I didn't do that this year. That's certainly something that I wanted nothing part of, you know. Even when I'm not playing, I'm not the type of guy to be down and not support the guys, so... Not playing for sure, like that made me learn a lot, because you know that's maybe my first time where I'm in a situation like that. But you know, it's a lot of great guys around me, just learning and being able to learn from coaches. You know, like we underestimate our coaches. I think you know, we have great coaches that are experienced, and just being able to learn from them every day and be in the same atmosphere as them. Certainly something that I took pride in, you know, just learning from them. And also, like you said, I played some games. I think when I played those games, I saw where I need to improve for next year, because I know next year, you know, I want to help the team as much as possible. So that's one goal for me. Like, I don't want to stop here. That's not my goal. I want to keep on pushing and help this team win and help this program win.
So what are some of those areas that you've identified as places where you can improve from now until November?
I think what I talked with Coach Howard, you know, during our post-exit meeting, we just talked about how I can improve. And one thing that came up is being more able to handle the ball and more of a pick-and-roll player. So, you know, that's certainly something that I'm working on every day. And, you know, me more defensively, being more of a defensive player too. So that's certainly something that I need to improve, because I think if I improve that, this team will win a lot.
When I've talked to you, it always for you seems to boil down to winning. How can I help the team win? How can I help others succeed to help the team win? When it's simplified like that, when you go into it with the very basic premise of I want to help the team win, how much easier does it make everything else, knowing that that's 1A, 1B, that's the thing I'm focused on, and everything else kind of falls into place?
I think for sure, like, helping the team win comes in different types of aspects. You know, helping the team wins doesn't only mean scoring the ball or rebounding the ball, or I think it's way more than that. You know, just being a good teammate, just coming here every day, no matter what you're experiencing back home or your family or something, just being here, being a positive player, and not being negative, because I think that impacts the game, that impacts our winning too, if you have bad energy around you or negative energy around you. So helping the team wins comes in different aspects. So what I try to do is just be positive every day, put the work in, whether I play or not. I think that's secondary. That's not up to me. What I can control is my emotions and my energy and just the work I put in and the support I give for my teammates.
What's it like to play? We're talking in Chrysler Center right now. What's it like to play in front of these fans in Ann Arbor, in a community that's really embraced you? Tell fans about what it's like when you're out there on the court.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't score in Chrysler this year. I think I was disappointed in that.
It'll come
for sure. Yeah, I only scored on the road, so I couldn't experience scoring here. But, you know, playing here and in front of these fans is something nice. And, you know, we have fans that are really, like, diehard fans. I think you don't see that in other programs. You know, every win counts, every loss counts, every action counts. And I think that's nice, you know, just being in an atmosphere that embraces the team, embraces the culture, and just wants us to win. That's I think that's something amazing. because you see other programs, they don't have this support system. But, you know, when it's good, I think next year it will be great. And I think the fans will be will love us.
It's interesting you say every win counts, every loss counts. I mean, obviously you guys were going right down toward the end of last season, right there in that NCAA tournament conversation, didn't quite get there. How much does that motivate you and this team? Because, you know, I'm sure you knew about the NCAA tournament long before you got to Ann Arbor, about how special that is, about how much it means to play in it. So how much does those close calls, those narrow losses last year fuel you at this point?
Yeah, looking back to it, you know, I've always watched the NCAA tournament, you know, whether I've been in Lebanon, in France. That's something that I always did brackets, even though I didn't know all the college teams. But, you know, that's like, I think that's the thing for all basketball, sure. All basketball players. I think it's the greatest sporting event in the year. So, you know, playing the NCAA tournament is something that is... That is crazy, and you know, I would have hoped to make it this year, but the goal next year for me and for all the guys is to make it, not just to make it, to compete and to win. So I think competing in it isn't enough. You know, I think that's our part of our culture. I remember when I was in France, I was watching, you know, this same team, this same program in 2021 when they had France. They had so I remember I was rooting for them. Because I was a France fan,
sure.
Growing up, so you know, I remember I watched that UCLA game. It was a late game for me, but I stayed awake. Yeah. It was a tough one for me, for sure. So looking back to it and seeing that I'm here right now is something crazy. But being able to change this program and you know, this our drought of not winning is something that me and the guys would take incredibly pride in, and that's our goal next year.
Yeah, it was pretty late for everybody, too. I think it was like a 10 o'clock tip here in Ann Arbor. It had to have been, what, 5 in the morning or something
for
five, you?
Yeah.
All right, we mentioned you're heading home. By the time this comes out, you will have already been back home. Is it back to Lebanon the entire time? And kind of tell fans about what's on the to-do list as you get away a little bit.
So I'm going for Lebanon for 2 weeks. It's going to be a short stay. I would have liked for it to be longer, but you know, I have a job to improve. That's why I'm coming back early and coming back to improve. So I'm coming back 1st of May into Dallas. I'm going to go to Dallas and just improve, put the work in, and because it's going to be a long season next year. So I better be ready, and teams better be ready for me.
All right, what's the one dinner, the one meal you have to have back home, the one thing you're looking forward to the most? What's that look like?
I think my mother's food.
No. Okay, anything in particular you like most of all, or she's just a culinary masterpiece?
She's a great cook.
All right.
So just tasting some of that chicken she does.
Okay, that's all enough. Right. Well, hey, then I give you credit for only being out there for 2 weeks if she's that good at cooking. Yusuf, thanks so much for joining us. Excited to see you continue to grow. And hey, enjoy the trip, okay?
Thank you.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Thanks to Yo-Yo. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Great stuff with him. He's such a likable young man and has the ability, I think, to be a major contributor on that 23-24 Michigan Wolverines roster. That'll do it for me, Brian Bush. Coming up on In the Trenches this week, Sharon Moore, offensive coordinator, does a deep dive with John Jansen talking all things Michigan offense. Can't wait to share that with you. And then on Thursday, Conquering Heroes, Mark Rothstein, the head coach of Michigan Rowing. Always fun to have him come along. That's it for me, Brian Bush. Thanks again so much for listening to this edition of Defend the Block.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Defend the Block, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network. MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.